chutneys and sauces, as we know, really, really do bring up, I think they just add that extra, and that's what we're talking about today. Fresh date and coconut chutney. I found this recipe some years ago when I did a cooking class, and I just loved it, and I've used it so often since. 6 pitted medjool dates, don't forget to take the seed out, a generous tablespoon of desiccated coconut, juice of a half a lime, a third of a cup of coriander leaves, a clove of garlic, and about a teaspoon of tamarind paste dissolved in about 2 tablespoons of boiling water. You usually find the paste is set up now, so if you just have a look at that, because the paste sometimes comes already watered down. But this one, trust me, you really need to make more than this. Double it or triple it and give some away. You remove the seeds from the dates. You combine all the ingredients in a mortar pestle or a food processor until it's got a rough sort of consistency. You want to keep a little bit of a, you know, you don't want it to be like a runny sauce. You want to be able to see the consistency. Now, this is something that is absolutely fantastic. Beautiful as a side for a curry. Fantastic if you're doing grilled meat on the barbecue, whatever it is, it just goes with it. Might want to do some marinade chicken thighs, for example. This sits so well with it. Beautiful with fish, fantastic with prawns, lovely with eggplant, and as I said, a really great big spoonful, and I usually go in for doubles on that one when I'm talking about using it with a curry. I just love those combinations. They're very much tastes that I enjoy. And an Asian-style mint sauce. This is a wonderful combination also, because you're using 2 cups of mint leaves. So you're really going the punch here. 1 to 2 red chilies finely chopped. 1 red onion finely sliced. 1 lemon juice and rind. About 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of rice wine vinegar, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. I just put the olive oil, the vinegar, the palm sugar in the bottom of the bowl, and then I just put everything on top of it and just combine it all and pour that over your salad, because you can just do that with some tomatoes, for example. You can do it with some bean sprouts. You can do it with a lot of combinations. You might have some fantastic tomatoes out of the garden. It is a treat unto itself. And it just, I've done that also and poured that over a lamb roast, because it's delicious. If you're like me, you're probably watching some different cooking shows, and the chimichurri keeps coming up, and it's a wonderful dish, because in South America, where they use it just as a thing on their steak, so 2 cups of parsley finely chopped, sounds a lot, but it's not. 2 cloves of garlic crushed or finely chopped, a couple of tablespoons of fresh or dried oregano, cup of olive oil, and 1/4 cup of red or white wine vinegar. I really love the red wine vinegar on this, especially if you're using it in a hearty meal or for a hearty meal. And all you're doing is combining all these ingredients in a bowl, but you can change your combinations by going half parsley and half coriander. You can go along adding some roasted macadamia nuts. You can do half parsley and basil along with the roasted pine nuts, and that's delicious over potatoes. These are things that we keep changing, and that's why I keep sort of reinforcing to use these little extras, but change them around to suit what you're doing. But I thought today I'm going to put in a little sweetie too. And one of the things that I loved as a kid was rice pudding. And I just loved that so much when you'd come home from school and you'd sit and see it on the bench. And Mum would just cover it in cinnamon when it was cooked. But in all the dialects, the actual rice pudding in itself is an international language, because each country seems to have their flavour. But its direct translation in any language is everything is going to be all right. How about that? Imagine creating something that just worked like that. 150 grams of short grain rice or arborio, and you're going to have 600 mils of milk. You can use almond milk. Half a vanilla pod, 3 tablespoons of caster sugar, and 1 egg yolk. So put the rice in a heavy base saucepan and pour in about 375 ml which is 1.5 cups of cold water. Bring it to the boil, then reduce to low and simmer, uncovered for 10 minutes. By this time, the rice should be just about cooked and the water mostly absorbed. Add 3/4 of the milk to the pan along with the vanilla pod. Bring it back to the boil, then immediately turn the heat down to as low as possible. Cover and simmer gently for about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in the bowl, you're going to whisk the sugar and the egg yolk and into the remaining milk and scoop a couple of large spoonfuls of rice out of the pan into the bowl and whisk to combine. Now, this is the same theory when you're making custard. You always bring some of that heat into the cold so that you're not going to cook that egg off. You don't want the egg to set. Keep stirring over low heat for another 5 minutes. Then you remove from the heat, because you've actually put the large spoonful of rice and the sugar and egg combination into the pan of rice, and keep stirring it for 5 minutes. Then remove it. Now, it will look wet, but that's okay, because as it cools, it will absorb. And the thing is, if you don't have enough liquid in reserve, the rice pudding will be gluggy when it's cold rather than creamy. And you want it creamy, but still as a rice form. And this is delicious. And, you know, one of the things that we used to have is Mum would just resurrect, for want of a better word, the prunes with tea. She would just make a pot of tea and pour it over the prunes, and they'd plump up, and we'd have the prunes on the side of the rice. You can do oven-baked rhubarb and strawberries. You can do stewed apples. You can do grilled bananas. But that is something that's just that little bit extra. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen, and I hope you have a great week and enjoy your cooking.